Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast, Conversation with a Real One. Life is Our Magazine present. This is your host, Life Coach Lamont Wheeler, and I have a special guest in the building. Please meet mental health advocate, health coach, Hanaya. Hey, how you doing, Hanaya?
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Wow. I want to tell you, I love what you do. I love, like, the information you give to others, like, through your platform. And you're big on mental health. So tell us, how did you get started with, like, what motivates you to become a mental health advocate?
Well, it's actually really personal to me. I've had some really firsthand experience dealing with it. I lost my brother to self-inflicted injuries in 2016, and he struggled a lot with mental health, and he didn't really get the type of help and treatment that he needed until, you know, it was pretty severe. So that's why I like to advocate for people to take initiative and be proactive with their self-care, because we all deal with it in some form or fashion, and the more we just let things kind of build up, and the more we ignore and don't care for ourselves or initiate that self-care, the worse things can possibly get, and it can be lethal. You know, this is something that's life-threatening. You know, depression is life-threatening, and I want everyone to just know that it's okay to speak up about it and to talk about what you're going through and seek professional help and not be ashamed of it or feel like it's not a big deal and brush it off and try to bury it and make things worse.
Right. Oh, wow. And I understand, yeah. Because I have, I have some situations. I've been through a situation like that as well. And, you know, it takes a courageous person like yourself to, like, you know, want to give back to the, you know, just to individuals, to the public, just to help everybody else. And I think that's awesome. And it's, I know it's Mental Health Awareness Month. We in November 1st now. So the past few months, it's been a really trending topic about mental health. And I just see you doing your thing. And, and you're also a health fitness coach as well?
Yes, I'm actually a certified life coach and personal trainer. I recently got into life coaching because I worked in mental health and I worked with individuals with mental illness and all different types of diagnosis. And I helped them, you know, put together their self-care plans and regimens and help them cope with the symptoms they were experiencing, and also encourage them and help them progress as far as goals go and life goals and just dealing with the things that they were dealing with in a positive way. So that led me to life coaching, and I got my certification, and I've been a personal trainer for years now. So I couple those things together, and what I really like to do is just help people transform not only, you know, their bodies but also their minds. So everything we do is mental first, and everything we do is 90% mindset. You know, we can't accomplish anything, no matter what goal we're talking about, without mindset. So what I do is I help people transform and stop those self-limiting beliefs, and also put together the self-care routines that they need in order to keep up with their day-to-day habits that will create the goals that they need in life.
Right. Oh, okay. Wow, that's awesome. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so tell us, like if someone's like pretty much struggling with depression, what advice would you have to give them? Like if they like depressed and then they just don't want to like go get any help, they feel discouraged and down all the time, like, is it a certain way that you have to think or transfer their mind, or you think they should just go get evaluated right away?
I think the number one thing to do is to not be ashamed of it and to not question your self-worth because of that. Mm-hmm. And to know that it's perfectly normal and that there's nothing wrong with you, the person. You're just going through something that you need some help with. And it's totally okay to go get that help. I think that just seeking professional help is the number one answer, and to just not have the shame or to feel like that there's something wrong with you, or be afraid of the stigma or the judgment. That's the number one thing, to just know that this is very common, and you're not the thing that, you know, people have been labeled as. You know, you're not crazy or unstable. Like, you're just a human being, and it's okay for you to go reach out to someone. And especially, you know, people you trust, your loved ones, and hopefully they encourage you to also get the help. And I think that that's something that people don't realize is very common. Like, people get help and seek therapists and like coaches all the time. I think it's something every person needs. I don't think there's any person on this planet who at some point or another doesn't have something they need to work through. So just know that you're normal, you're not abnormal. And that's really the first step.
Right. Wow, that is so true. And that is really, well, those are some gems for you right there. Good information. Oh, man. And how important is exercise? Like, when you say, for example, you think that's a good stress reliever, right? So, like, when you're stressed out, then you go to the gym, and that really helps you mentally as well, correct?
Oh my God, yes. For me, it's my number one coping skill. It's my number one wellness tool. And it's my biggest antidepressant. Like, I really don't know what I would do without it. It's gotten me through so much. And yeah, it's a total stress relief. It helps release the endorphins and the hormones in our brain that make us feel good and make us feel happy. So, you know, you just gotta get yourself up and get moving, and once you start moving, the rest really comes easy.
Right. Oh, man. So, like, say if someone wanted to, like, utilize one of your programs for life coaching or transferring their body, or, you know, because I know we're approaching the new year.
Right.
You know, the new year, new me thing is about to happen.
Of course. Of course.
So how could they, get in touch with you? How could they, like, see about your programs and different things you have going on?
Of course, yes. So I have my site, Fit Fierce Fun, where you can sign up for my body transformation programs and my life coaching programs. Right now I have three specific programs, and I deal a lot with intuitive eating right now because, you know, we live in such a diet culture and a huge diet climate right now, and just want people to learn how to eat without stressing over calories and, you know, falling in and out of the yo-yo diet cycle and always worried about numbers on scale, numbers like the calories you're eating, the macros you're eating. It's all very unsustainable, and it's also not good for you mentally and emotionally. And diets have been known to lead people to things like eating disorders, you know, a lot of self-image problems, and just the constant cycle of restriction, binging, it puts such a stress on your body and stress on you emotionally. So what I do is I teach people to become intuitive eaters and be free from all of that. So that's just one of my programs. You go to fitfiercefun.com. You can also email me at fitfiercefuncoaching@gmail.com. And you can reach out to me through my Instagram, my Twitter, but really the best way is through email and my website.
Oh, okay. And the listeners, I'm going to have her links tied in on my website. So, you know, you guys can always go to my website once we get it going and Well, it was already going, but y'all go to my website and her links and everything will be there, so you can definitely click on and you know, support her movement. She's an awesome person, very positive, uplifting, and you would definitely be happy.
And, thank you for
that. You're welcome. So, do you have any last minute encouraging words for the listeners before you depart? Departure.
Of course, yes. Anyone who's listening, just know that you are an amazing person. Like, you are enough as who you are, and you can do anything in this world. You just have to have the focus, and you really can't give up. There's nothing over until you give up, and there are no failures. There's just quitting. So whatever you're trying to do, just keep at it.
All right, y'all, keep at it. You heard her, keep at it. And thank you for your time with Conversations with a Real One. And y'all definitely go check her out, follow her on her social media, and everything will be linked on the website once y'all go there, which is www.lamontwheelervision.com. That's LamontWheelerVision.com, and you will see her links and everything. So definitely check her out. And subscribe to her YouTube channel, too. Ain't that right? She has some amazing videos, everything.
Thank you. Yes, it is fun for YouTube as well. Yeah.
So, thank you for your time, and it's been awesome.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.